Here with Coach Garner of the Sessionville Red Devils basketball team. Coach, let's go ahead and talk about how you won the award first. I mean, your performance at your own holiday tournament. You win the whole thing in a close one with Mercy Coulterville. But I think everyone kind of had their heads turned once you beat Thompsonville in the semifinals. You gave them their first loss of the year. Taking the tournament, Toplin, who was probably the tournament favorite going in, what has that done for your guys' confidence since then?
Oh, it's been tremendous for us. You know, looking in, and we knew we would probably end up playing Thompsonville at some point in time throughout the tournament, and we knew they were undefeated, and a lot of people get into that and get up for playing it, and I know our guys did too, but we just looked at it as another chance for us to compete against a good team on our home court, which, you know, obviously gave us an advantage there, and so our kids came out and played hard. They executed the things we needed to execute, and that propelled us, you know, at least to win that game, and I think that set the table for the next night. It kind of gave us a little more confidence, pushed us over the edge, and set the table for Mercer Coulterville.
And then it wasn't like your team was someone that teams could overlook at all. I mean, you were, I think, one loss at that point in the season, still are. You'd only taken, one loss to the Fairfield team. Did you have a chip on your shoulder, though, with everyone kind of having Thompsonville as the talk of the town? It's like, this is our own holiday tournament.
You know, not really. A lot of people get caught up in that. That's one mm-hmm. thing we really try to preach hard to our kids, is we don't want to get caught up in that. We don't want to get caught up in records and polls and what everybody says and thinks. We just want to come out and compete and play hard. And we had opportunities to play good teams, and we came out and we competed. And that's kind of what we're after. And, you know, we were able to win those games, but we were also able to get better. And that's kind of what we're doing right now, and that's what we're looking forward to next week heading into another tournament.
Two wins to start out 2019, a pretty good way to start out the new year, and especially one of those wins at Gorville. I mean, especially with their crowd, that's a crazy crowd to play in front of.
Yeah, that's always you know, an environment going down there. We know we're going to get their best. We know the fans are going to be very into it, and especially on a Tuesday night. You know, it's not even not a Friday night game where you can pro. I mean, it's a Tuesday night game. You drive all the way down there, so, you know, the elements are already against us. But our kids, I mean, they were prepared to play. They came out hot and stayed hot the whole game. And so our guys were very, very good at preparing themselves mentally for that game and prepared for the elements. And they've played down there before. They know how it's going to be. And so our mindsets were very good that night going down.
Ziegler Royalton tomorrow. You beat them earlier this year, about a 40-point win, I think it was. Do you expect a different Tornado team heading in tomorrow?
Well, here's what I do expect from them. I know Coach Morgan's going to have them prepared, and I know they're going to play hard. And those are two things that, if you can do that, you can have a chance in any ball game. And so we're going to have to be ready to play. We're going to have to execute what we need to execute. Luckily, it's at home. You know, tomorrow night on Friday night, that's always a great place to play at home on Fridays. And so we'll be looking for that. And we're just going to accept, and we're going to try to compete better tomorrow night than what we did on Tuesday. And in that slow process of just trying to get better every game. And so I know they're going to be prepared to play us, and we'll be prepared to play them.
And then you talked about it earlier. You're playing in the Benton Invitational Tournament next week. You had a couple good teams in there, Benton, Pinckneyville. Does that prepare you for the final stretch of the season?
Oh, absolutely. That tournament gives us the chance to play quality opponents, bigger schools that we don't have the chance to do. There's a lot of those schools wouldn't put us on a regular schedule. But because we're in this tournament, you know, we get to play Carlisle, we get to play Benton, we get to play Pinckneyville, we get to play Hamilton County, and then you get to play Meridian, who's a top 1A school all the time. And so just those opportunities are great for our kids. So if we allow these games and allow these moments to make us better, we're going to get better from next week.
What are your expectations heading into the tournament?
You know, not really. I know there's some opportunities for us to win ball games, mm-hmm. but that's not exactly how we're going to determine a successful week next week. Is what I'm looking at is if we go in and we compete every game. We need to compete. We don't need to lay down just because we're a small school looking at a bigger school. We want to go compete, and we want to get better next week. And that's what we're going to determine, you know, this tournament on at the end of the week when we sit back and reflect is did we get better and did we push through and fight?
And then history made last night for Coach Rick Metcalf on the girls' side. He got win number 600. You and he talked plenty, I'm sure. Has there been any secrets maybe he's given you for a long and successful career?
Not really. You know, he runs his program, and I run my program and do kind of things like that. So that's kind of where we're at. And, you know, and right now both programs are doing well, and that's great for our school.
And you played for him, right?
Yeah, I played for him from 98 to 2002.
How cool is it to be able to say, you know, you helped him get to that number 600?
Yeah, you know, it was a great time in Sessionville basketball throughout the 90s and early 2000s. We had a lot of great players and a lot of good teams through that, and I'm just very thankful to be a part of it.
Best of luck, Coach.
All right, thank you.